We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, Tanu Rabbanan. Second line from the top. Tanu Rabbanan. Hadon Chaveiru Lekav Schus, Don Oysoy L'Schus. Someone who finds Schus, and when someone does something wrong, he finds a way to show that it's really not the wrong thing and it was a good thing. He does that, he down chaver lekav schus, gives the person a benefit of a doubt. Then Hashem, min haShemayim, will give him also the benefit of a doubt when it comes to his averis. And the Gemara says a few maises to show this idea. Maisev adam echos yorod megola el yoin. There was one time a person who went down, megola, he lived up in the north, beniskeret to balabai sechavadarim. He went to the south, to a job, sholi shonim, 3 years, where his wife and kids went down to work for 3 years. In the Shultis it says, and other places it says, this was Rabbi Akiva who went to work for Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. This is Rabbi Akiva before he became a Talmud Chacham, who was under 40. He was still at Am Haaretz, and he went to work for Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus. It was a child of Rabbi Eliezer ben Horkanus at that time also, might have been Am Haaretz at that time also. For 3 years he went to work. Erev Yom Kippur, he finished working for his 3 years. Give me my payment. I'll go support my wife and kids. The Babai said to him, I don't have any money. Okay, you don't have any money? You know what? I'll take Paris instead. I don't have. Give me a piece of real estate. I don't have any car either. Tainly behema, I'll take some animal, cattle. Ainly, he says, I don't have. Tainly karmic sauces, give me some pillows. That he saw he has in his house. I see you have karmic sauces. Ainly, he says, I don't have. Hifshul kelva achayrav, so he took his tools, strapped it on his back. V'holach lebeis, he went back home, v'pachei nefesh. He was in a very bad mood, depressed. He worked for 3 years, he had nothing to show for it. La'acha regal, after Sukkot, this was Erev Yom Kippur. After Sukkot, not the Valbayis, Charoi, the Valbayis took his payment, beyond in his hand, the Imoy, and with it he brought extra stuff. Masu Shloshu Chamoirim, 3 donkeys. Echad Shem Michael, one was full of food, Echad Shem Mr. one was full of drink, Echad Shem Yidav Gadim, full of sweets. But Holach Lele Beis, they went to the house, he traveled to the north, to the house of, as we said in the Medrash, Rabbi Kiva. Achash Sha'oklu V'Shosu, after they ate and drank, Nasan loy schari, gave him his payment. Amaloy. So the Balabas asked the worker, Vishosha Marti li tainli schari. Shmarta li tainli schari. Right? When you told me, give me my money, Marta ainli marti, I don't have any money. What do you think? What were you chashing me for? Marti, so he said, he answered, I thought Shamak Parkamatya, Bezul is dam lacha. You must have found a great deal, a good IPO or something, and you needed the money to throw it in there. And you bought it. And it's brought down the Havas Chesed that really, if you owe some money, you now go buy a good schari, even if it's a great deal. But here, it was before the time was up to pay. And that is not Osa Medina. It's not a recommended thing. It's not Osa Medina. You're allowed to do that. So he said, I thought, you must have had a good deal. That's your money. Your money was tied up. So he said, give me behemo. I don't have any behemos. Amachastani, what do you think? Amarati, he said, Shem Maskara is Be'achay. Maybe it's rented to other people. So you couldn't give it to me. It was rented right now. And then Mishosh Amarati, Tainli Karka, he said, give me some Karka. Amarati, Lokainli Karka, I don't have Karka. Amachastani, what do you think? Amarati, Shem Maskara is Be'achayim. Maybe it's Maskara is Be'achayim, which means leased to other people, where people work on it and they give you some of the produce. And also there, you can't sell it when they have it because it doesn't sell for a good price then. You can't get rid of the karka at that time. It was not, it was tied up, the karka also. I said, I don't want to pay it. What do you think? Maybe the not gemaisid. I take gemaisid now. Like the Marshal explained, there was no time to take gemaisid now because it was Erev Yom Kippur. There was no one around. There was no kahanim around to give it to. And I couldn't give you any payers. And he said, I'm saying, as I thought, you couldn't give me a Paris because it wasn't gemaisit. V'shoshem arati l'cha ain l'karmik sauce, you don't have pillows. What do you think then? Because that you saw you had. But machashtani, amarti, shema hikdish kol l'chosav l'shamayim. I said to myself, maybe you makdish everything for hikdish. Amaloi. Rabbi's answered, havoido shvua kach hoyad. Exactly what you said. Hidarti kol l'chosai b'shvil hukunus mishloyasik v'tayram. I attacka made a nedda for all my stuff because of Horkanus, my son, that was not learning. So I want him to start learning. So I made a nedda. Pastor was without a schus. He wanted to do it for Horkanus to learn. When it came to my friends in the Darim, they were mad to my nedda. And therefore, I can give you now some stuff. It's a shiloh if only the last thing was taka true. Once you say you made an edda and all your nechasim, so then everything he couldn't give to him. Or the other things were all true also. It's a shayla machlekes achrayim. But akaponim, the truth was that you had what to give him benefit of doubt because all these things were true and he couldn't pay him at that time. So give him a bracha, same way you gave me the benefit of doubt, Hashem should give you the benefit of doubt. Now there's one other question you have to speak out there that says over here that when he brought the payment, he brought along with him three donkeyfuls of Michael, Mishta, Minim, and Gadim. The shayla is, it's ribbis. He owes him, you know, $10,000, and that's it. How do you give him extra stuff? It's ribbis. And why are you bringing this to him? Because you're paying him late. It says, Mom, it's real ribbis here. So someone will bring a raya from here. Yavitz wants to bring a raya from here that you see that if it's for schiris, if it's for payment for your work, there's no ribbis. But Lamayin said, there's a Rav Yosef Matuch, I think, in the Beis Yosef, who taka holds like that. Rav Eliezer Matuch holds like that in the Beis Yosef. But Lamaisa, we don't pass like that. We pass is a problem of ribbis. But here, this Gemara, this man Yama held, but this they held not a problem of ribbis. So look at the Gemara, Nocha Maisa. And also, you see from that Maisa, it was Rav Akiva. Even Rav Akiva was Amoritz. Even while he was Amoritz, he was a Gevalda Gebal Midas. How he gave this person a benefit of death, working 3 years, not getting a penny. And he wasn't even angry. Even he was upset. He was depressed because he didn't have money. But he was not, he was down the Kav Schos. He gave him the benefit of doubt, even when he was Amoritz. So even with Amoritz, he still had the Midas. He still had the good Midas. Dr. Maravaita, Tana Rabbana, Maisa v'chosid echa. Rashi says this chosid is either Rabbi Yehuda ben Balva or Rabbi Yehuda bar Avulai. Maisa v'chosid echa, shepod riva achas v'asrael. There was a certain Naira, young girl, who was captured, and he went and redeemed her. And they were bringing her back. V'lamaloin, when he slept overnight, as they bring her back, hishkiva tachas margalaisav. The chosid put her to sleep under his legs, near his legs. The machar, and he was in the open, the room was open, it wasn't Shalai Ichud. But Lamachar, the next day he wakes up, Yard Tavali went to the mikvah, Vashon Tamidav, and he gave the shir. Now, why did he go to the mikvah? So maybe the choshesh, something happened overnight, he was mizana with her overnight, because why else did he go to the mikvah in the morning? So he asked his Tamidim afterwards, Vashashash Kavtiya Takas Margalosa, Machashatuni. When I put the Riva to sleep, this Naira to sleep near my legs, what were you chashing me for? So Tamidim said, Amarna, we said, Shema yesh bonu tamash ene badak the Rebbe. Maybe one of the Tamidim, the Rebbe's not sure that they're 100% Yerush Shemaim, and therefore you slept her next to you to make sure. And Mishal Shirat v'tivalti machashuni, what do you think when I went to the mikvah? Amarnu Shema play Tarech Adarach Ira Kari LaRabbi. Maybe he saw Kari from the Tarech Adarach. Omlema Avoida Shua Kachoy. That's exactly the case. Va'atem Keshem Shidan Tunin Kav Schus. Just like you gave me the benefit of doubt. Hamokoyim Yodun Eschem LaKav Schus. Hashem should find Schus by you also. That was the bracha he gave to them for being down him LaKav Schus, which this really looked bad. But Ma'ase said that was not the truth. The truth was he didn't do anything wrong, and he had to go to mikveh for a different reason. A third story about Dan Lekavschus. Tana Rabbanu am pamachas otzuch dova echad utamidich chameis amatan risachas. There was a certain lady, a Roman lady, who was actually a zayna. She called Gdol Rei Mitzuri. It's like all the big head, you know, big shots in Rome used to go to her for znus. And the Klal Yisrael, Tamir Chama needed something from her. Omru mi yelech, who should go to talk to her? Do a shtadlanus by her. When they reached, Rav Yeshua reached the house, first of all, he took him his tefillin, then Nichnasi went in, and now he went in, and he locked the door. After he went out, Yorad Tov went straight to the mikvah, and he gave his Tamidim a shir. What do you think when I took off my tefillin? Because Allah is in Allah, I'd be Mashamash of tefillin, so maybe that's why I took off the tefillin. Amarno, no, he said no. We took a film, we thought, Kasava Rebbe Lo Yikonsu Divrei Kedusha B'Mokim Tumah. That you don't want to bring in tefillin into a Mokim Tumah like this. It's like a Mokim Tanoif, it's like bringing it into a bathroom. A house of a Zaina, it's like a bathroom. Or Mishal Shana'alti, when I locked the door, Machasun, what do you think? Amarno, Shema Dava Machasun, maybe you have something secret to talk to her about. You know, something sensitive material, Dvar Malchus. And that's why I thought you locked the door. When I went down to be told, why do you chashish me? Amarnu Shema Nitsa Tzinura Epiyah Avgadov Sharevi. Maybe some of her spit landed on your clothing, and we know that goyish spit is Tomei. It's Tomei. Amalahem ha'avoido kach hoya. That is the talk what happened. Atem kashem shadan dan tunu eschos ha'mochem yoder eschos. The same way you were gave me the benefit of the doubt, you should get the benefit of the doubt also. Now here the question is, how is he allowed to lock the door on this matronisa? L'chayra, it's a problem of yichud. Yichud with a goy is a problem also. And here he locked the door. So some want to say it's before there were goys yichud on a goy. Others have other truths in mind, the yavits, but that's a big kasha here. What happened to yichud? And one of the truths of that was before there were goys on yichud. So the Gemara Vayta, Adkan, the sugi of Dalin Kavschus. Now we'll go back to what it says in our Mishnah. So it says in our Mishnah, you're allowed to move around baskets that are on the way. You want to have a place for the Orchim to sleep or to eat. You got to move away a bunch of things. So it says, you're allowed to mafana chuma tahira. You're allowed to mafana baskets to have in it chuma tahira. Zokta Gemara, pshita, of course. Well, what's wrong? Like tshvicha, the man chaviyad Yisrael. This chuma tahira is in the Yisrael's hands. And Malotem, you would think, even like chazila, since he can't eat it, maybe also, maybe it's muksa, because he can't eat it. Since it's a roif ha-koyin, it's good. Now, what does this mean? So Tosis explains that even though we find that big day aniyim la ashirim is muksa, because ashirim wouldn't use it, it says there it's called the greyesa of the beged. It's a shvacha beged. Here, this apples and these tua mam is delicious stuff. It's perfect stuff. What's the problem? There's an issa chum on it. Since it's roif ha-koyin, that's what I mean. Since it's roif ha-koyin, because it's good fruit, it just punked, I can't eat it, that doesn't make a muksa. That's how Tosfos learns. Other Rishonim learn that the reason is because since I'm planning giving it to the koyin, that's what makes it royu, and therefore it's not muksa. That's what the Rambam learns. Something more about it. Sarah Mishnah, demai is also mutter to move. Now, demai, you're not allowed to eat demai. Why are you not allowed to eat demai? Because demai is tvu yibruf mama aretz, which is called a suffix if it's maisa not gemaisa. Therefore, it's like tevel. And we said at the end of the Mishnah, tevel is taka muksa. So why is demai not muksa? That's tomorrow's kasha. Demai, halo chazla, you can't eat demai. It's muksa, you can't eat it. You have to take a maisa. And for the Gemara, since it's possible to mafkir your nechasim, now halacha is a oni is allowed to eat demai. So since you can mafkir nechasim and eat it, hashnami chazilei. Now it's also chazi. How do you know oni eat demai? The Tanaim of the Mishnah, achilim v'saniyim demai v'sachsanya. You're allowed to give a niyim demai, you also give a chsanya. That's if the army of the Melech Yisrael is in the ear and you have to support them, so you're allowed to use demai for that. Because demai is only midrabbanan, and they didn't make gzera by a niyim or by a chsanya, which is a big hefsid. So therefore, they allow them to eat the mai. V'sachsayin the mai. V'am Rav Huna. Tano v'shami omrim ein mechilim asanim the mai v'sachsayin the mai. You can't feed. V'shami says you cannot feed aniyim the mai and achsayin the mai. V'sil omrim mechilim asanim the mai v'sachsayin the mai. V'sil says you could feed aniyim the mai and achsayin the mai. Why do I have to speak out this v'shami and v'sil? So Tosis other places says that if you find ever a brisa that says you're not allowed to give aniyim the mai, we'll say that's v'shami. But upon what's the Gemara's tarot over here that the mai is royal because it's mafkir and achosim and it'll be royu for me. It's very tight to the kasha. When I just told you that by chuma, that alone that's royu for the kayin is enough not to make a muksa. So here alone that's royu for aniyim, it shouldn't make a muksa. Tight says, Enchanami, you could have said it. This is the truth. You could have just said that. But the Ramban brings a right me at his yisoy. The Ramban says the whole reason why before it was a muksa is because I planned to give it to the kayin. Here the question was, by demai, I plan to keep it myself, not for the kayin. So my since I can't eat it, it should be muksa. So that the Gemara answers, even for myself, it's possible to be royu by making it hefker and then be chazi to me. The only problem with this Gemara is it's a big shayla if I make hefker on Shabbos. This Gemara would sound like you could do hefker on Shabbos, which is really a big shayla on the Rishonim because they're with the Mecca Chamemkar, and there's a big tumult about this in the Rishonim if you're allowed to do hefker on Shabbos. So the Gemara writes that. Say in the Mishnah, Maisa Rishon Shenitl Tumasa, you also allowed to move. Now, Maisa Rishon is what the Levi has in his hand. Halach is, every time you have Tevel, what you do is you have to take a Bikurim. Then, the Tevel, you take off Truma, which is usually 1/50th is the normal amount, which out of 100 bushels, 100, you know, a share of 100, you take out 2 for Truma. Then you take off 10% for Maisa Rishon and give it to the Levi. The Levi takes 10% of his Maisa and he gives Truma. And it's called Truma's Maisa. So here, Maisa Rishon is in the Levi's hands. Not the Tumasa, you let him move it. So that's Pasha, Pshita. It sounds perfect. Everything, you checked all the boxes. Pshita. Like Tzricha. The story was like this. Hikdimu v'shabaylim. The Levi went to collect his Maisa before they made a pile of Tua. They didn't take off Truma yet. So he got, out of the 100, he got 10. Instead of getting 9.8, he got 10. He got 10% of the 100. And I've never taken Chumah off this. So it's Dimur Svarlam, Nitlam and Chumah Smaiz. He gave off his 10% to the Kayin. But Nitlam and Chumah Gedolah, no, Chumah Gedolah, the Yisrael's Chumah was never taken off this. And the Chiddush is that it's still good. Someone gave a Levi Maisa Rishon before they had a chance to take off Chuma. Part of Chuma Gedayla. Halacha is that the Levi is part of Chuma Gedayla. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, Bari Moisim Menu Chumas Hashem Maisim and Maisim. We're talking to the Levi here. It says you have to take off Chumas Hashem Maisim and Maisim. You have to take off Chumas Maisim, which is 10% from your Maisim. Maisim and Maisim. You have to take off Maisim and Maisim. Below Chuma Gedayla of Chumas Maisim and Maisim. But you don't have to take off Chuma Gedayla and Chumas Maisim and Maisim. So it's a meat in the Pasuk. Teaching us a Levi does not have to take off Chuma. What's the case talking about? This case where you picked up your Maisim before they took off Chuma, you don't have to take off Chuma. And that's the case of our Mishnah. If you have this Xeris Akasha, that a Levi never has to take off Chuma, so even if he comes after it was a Kree, after Kree means after making a pile, when they usually take off Chuma, he came and took his 10%, so you also shouldn't take off Chuma then. No, we have a Pasuk for that. It says in the Pasuk, Mikol Matnasechem Churimu, from all your Matnasechem take Chuma, it's called Trumas Hashem. And the mila, the darshan is from the end of the pasuk, is called Chumas Hashem. The word kol teaches us that you have to take off chuma even from your ma'aser rishon. Umar reisa, how do you know to darshan it after it's a kri, then you do have to take off chuma. But before the kri, you use the pasuk of Maisa or Maisa, Velo Chumas Maisa, Gudulai Lov Chumas Maisa or Maisa. How do you know what to say when? So I'm a Pashad. Hai Idgon, Vai Idgon. After it's Meruach, he made it into a pile. That's very called Dagon. So there it makes sense. Reish is the Goncha, it says in the Pasuk of a Chuma Gudulai. So you have to take off Chuma. Vai Lo Idgon, but you pick it up with Shabbat and stolen the kernels before you made a pile of it. So then, this didn't really become 100% Chayiv and Chuma Gudulai. So there we say the meat of the Pasuk of Chumas Maisa and Maisa teach us that you don't have to take off. You don't have to take off Chuma Gedolah in that case. Zog to Gemara, right, that says the Mishnah, another case we're allowed to move is Maisa Sheni and Hekdash that you appoint it. That means Maisa Sheni you have to bring up your Shlayim, Hekdash you have to give the Hekdash, but you appoint it. You redeemed it on the money. So where's this Pshita? If you redeemed it on the money, so the Paris is Chulin now, so what's the problem? Pshita. Shalach is when you appoint a Hekdash or Maisa Sheni, you have to give a Chaimish, a fifth. The principle was a fifth. And here they were paid without doing the chaimish. So maybe you would think it's not good and it's still also to use. Chaimish is not ma'akev. You're eating it and it's no problem. And therefore it's not muksa and you could move it. One more Gemara. It says the Mishnah Turmer is hayavish. So we make a diak. Dafka yavish. Avalach loy. But lach is not edible to anyone. My time, Kim the Mara loy achla. The Aniyim won't eat it. Aniyim or the Izim, whatever the Gersa is in the Mishnah. We said the Mishnah, Thomas Yavish is Mutter because the Izim will eat it. But Dafka Yavish. But if it's Lach, it's so bitter that no one will eat it, not even the Izim, and therefore it will be Muksa.